Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one. Give everyone a very warm welcome tonight in their service in the name of the Lord. And I want to turn again to the book of Samuel. And I've jumped forward a lot of verses tonight to chapter 22. And I might get back on some of the other chapters still. But it just takes a lot of time to go through it all and prepare it. And I want to read chapter 22. And I believe this is David's song of deliverance. It's a tremendous chapter. I'll read verse 17 to 20 and then we'll come back in a moment till some of the other verses. I'm going to go through some of them tonight and just some thoughts. 2 Samuel 22, verses 17 to 20. And then we're going to pray, and then I'm going to read in a moment as well from verse 1. But let's read 17 to 20. And this is David's song of deliverance. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Let's bow our heads tonight. And if you have a need, just lift your hand before the Lord this evening. We want to remember the Reed family and the McCauley family this time again. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight. In the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for a name that is far above every other name. Lord, we come in the precious name of Jesus Christ, pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, we need your help this evening. I need your help, need your anointing. Pray you'll wash me afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the snow. Purge me. And I shall be like his up. Lord, I do take the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for it. I pray for the hands raised tonight, you'll meet every need. In Jesus' precious name. And I pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. And I pray that your name will be uplifted and glorified in this house tonight. Pray for the Reed family, for the McCauley family, for all the family circle. This time of bereavement, we ask for your strength. We ask for your comfort, and we ask for your grace. And Lord, for Stephen Johnson's wee children, and for the wee Harry, for all other children that's been mentioned, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll touch and minister every one of them, and let your hand of mercy be upon them, and save their parents that's not saved, bring them to the knowledge of the truth. And we ask for all of our children, and all of our family circle that's not saved, Lord, that you'll move on them and save them. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, bless your word, and anyone listening in, bless them and meet their every need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this is really a tremendous psalm. I'm saying a psalm. It's 2 Samuel, but it's like a psalm, and it's probably in the Psalms. And David here, this is David's song of deliverance. This song is a deliverance, and in itself one of the most marvelous deliverances that's ever been achieved by mortal lips. David was glad the Lord delivered them. And if you went back on the different chapters, you could see the downfall of David. And God, the Bible doesn't miss any of them. Every one of them is mentioned that fell. And I didn't want to magnify that, but I'm just telling you, because there's one man that never fell. He's the Lord Jesus. And even David and all his greatness fell. And this is why this song's so important to him, so good to him. He appreciates the things God's done for him. Because he was down in a low ebb. He was backslidden. And he was away from the Lord, but the Lord restored him. It is a singing of one's heart. David's heart retained mercy and grace. And he was in harmony with heaven, wasn't he? When he sang this song. And I'll tell you, there's a depth to it And there's an experience to it. And these wonderful words tonight. Now I want to go back to verse 1. And I'm not going to be long tonight, but I just want to bring out some thoughts and just whatever way the Lord wants to help us, I'll leave that to Him. Verse 1. And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my salvation, him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death come past me, the floods of the ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell come past me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called unto the Lord, and I cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter in till his ears. I tell you, every one of us could put ourselves in there tonight with David. And I believe this is one of the greatest songs in all of the Bible. This is a song of deliverance. And there's a full sense of the greatness of God's salvation in this. And even the very dumb could sing if they had this experience, I believe, what David had. Because God was so merciful to David. And I'm not taking the negative side of it tonight. I studied it a little bit, but I hadn't time to go into everything about David, how he had the man killed and took his wife and Absalom and all them different things. There's so many things. But maybe some other time the Lord will lead on it. But I want to go through these verses. Verse 18 says, they were too strong for me. You see, here's the first thing I want to bring out tonight. He needed. He recognized he needed. And even though we can be saved and even though we're welcome with the Lord, there's many times we have to recognize we need the Lord's help. He needed. They were too strong for me. David recognized they were too much for him. And many times we're overcome with the enemy, and many times the devil brings things upon us that's too much for us. And we need the Lord's help. And David recognized it. That he needed the Lord's help. Too strong for him, but not too strong for the God what was with him. And I tell you tonight, the world, the flesh, the devil are too strong for us, but greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Though those fight in their own strength, you can't do it. You can't fight in your own strength. You can't fight in your own ability. The Bible says, let him that standeth take heed lest he fall. If a brother falls and you get up onto a pinnacle somewhere and you blow your trumpet, look what he's done, I'll tell you, it's a dangerous thing. You know, when a man falls, you should weep with him. And I'll tell you, David here's glad for the Lord, what he's done for him. And David recognizes his need, that the enemy's too strong for him. But when the Lord's with him, he's not too strong for him. And the enemy would overcome me and you tonight like David. But we have won tonight with us, just like David had with him. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I tell you, there's also another thing in verse 17. The divine. The divine. Do you know, for the divine comes from the divine help comes from above. If you're looking down here for it, you're looking at a broken stick. I'll tell you that now. Man will fail you. The very best man will fail you. But the Lord will never fail you. David sent from above, the Bible says in verse 17. He sent from above. The help came to David from above. And there's some situations we can find ourselves in, and the pastor maybe can't do it, or the deacon or the elder, or they can do their best. But it's the Lord we need. It's the Lord's help we need. You see, when people get saved, it's only the Lord can save them. When people get filled with the Holy Spirit, it's only the Holy Ghost can fill them. If men can fill other men with the Holy Spirit, they need to start it. But they can't do it. It's only the Spirit of God does it. And God breathes on man. And God fills man. And God saves man. And David's help here come from above. And all we need help tonight, our help's from above, from the Lord who made the heaven. Isn't it great the Lord can help you from above? The enemy would have snuffed you out, but the Lord seen till it, he didn't. And the Lord helped you. You're here tonight, and I'm here tonight because the Lord helped us. The need was so very great. The saving help can only come from above. Help comes from above. When God sent Samuel to David with a call and anointing oil, the help coming from above, but God had a man on earth that he used, Samuel, and he anointed David. He anointed him for the work of the Lord. He laid help on one that is mighty. And I tell you, there's another one mighty tonight, mighty to save the lost, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says, he that ascended is also him that descended. He came down from above. From above. The help came from above. Our salvation came from above. That's where it come from above. The Lord condescended. The Bible says he lowered himself a little lower than the angels. He took upon him the form of a man, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I'm glad my help come from above. In John 3 and verse 3 also it says, a man born from above, if he's not born from above, he'll never see the kingdom of God. Not only does our help come from above, but we're born from above. Born from above. And if we're not born again, we'll never see the kingdom of God. Now here's another thing in verse 17. This was personal. Personal to David. He took me. And I tell you, William Branham said so many times, God has no grandchildren, only sons and daughters. You can be saved, but your children need saved. I'm saved, I'm serving the Lord, but my children need to serve the same Lord. They need to find the same Savior I found. They need to know him personally. Personally, we have to know the Lord. And Brother John mentioned it Sunday night, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Everybody needs their own personal baptism. Somebody else's baptism won't do it for you. You need to have your baptism. And this, it has to be personal, tell you. And I tell you, this was personal for David. He took me. This is a powerful testimony. He might have taken others and left me, but he took me. The Lord took me. Why did the Lord choose you? The Lord chose you. The Lord took you. You never searched for him. He searched for you. And he found you. Now, it was the grace of God to put it in your heart to call for salvation. For by grace through faith you're saved. Look at Adam and Eve. God came searching them. And he took them. Didn't he? Made them coats. And here he took me, David says. The hand of God's mighty redeeming power was stretched out to grip me. To grip you. And it gripped you and it gripped me. And it lifted us out of a horrible pit. And God gripped David and he lifted him out. Out of the deep mire. The Lord's lifted us. Psalms 40 verse 2 says this. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. And out of merry clay. And he set my feet on a rock. And he established my goings. That's what the Lord done for David. That's what the Lord does for each one of us. Psalm 69, verse 1 to 2. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. And what happens when that takes place? You cry out to the Lord. And it's personal, tell you. And the Lord lifts you and he picks you up. Just like Peter. Peter walked out. Peter had faith enough to walk out. But when he started getting his eyes on the things around him, he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. And the Lord saved him. Amen. The Lord saved him from the water. And the Lord saved me and you out of the miry clay. He saved us. And he saved David. They'll say, salvation of Christ is a very personal matter, isn't it? It's a personal matter. It's the most important thing to preach. We can all agree on that tonight. It's the most important thing that people need to hear about salvation. Blessed be his name. All that trust him will be taken by him. Not only has the Lord accepted you, not only did he save you, but the Lord's going to take you. He's taking his own people. We're not, as the brother said once, growing a set of wings and flying off. We've been took. Enoch walked with the Lord and he was not, for the Lord took him. And we're going to be taken. We're going to be taken. He's coming for you. He's coming. There's so many things in this earth we might think tonight we could never leave. And we need another day and another moment, and all them things are so true for every one of us. But one day it's going to actually happen. And the coming of the Lord's going to actually physically take place where we meet him in the air, and we're going to be taken. Am I going to go up? Am I going to go to be with the Lord? Am I going to leave everything else behind? And it's going to be too late. It'll be like that scripture. Two were in the field, one taken, one left. Two were grinding, one taken, one left. Two were in the bed, one taken, one left. But when you know the Lord, you're taken to heaven. Amen. Taken to heaven. Thank God for it. Here's another thing in verse 16. It's great. He drew me out of many waters. Great. It was great, wasn't it? Great that God drew him out of many waters. Maybe some of you never were down in the depths of sin so far that you didn't know how you're ever going to get out of it. But there's some of us, and there is people tonight, and they're so far in the depths of debauchery of sin that they don't know how they're going to get out of it, and the devil won't let go of them. He's got a tight hold on them. And their minds took over, and their bodies basically took over with drugs and other devices. But David was glad that he drew me out of the waters. Great. Wasn't it a great day in our lives when the Lord drew us out? And I tell you, this Lord Jesus tonight's mighty to save. The drug addict, the prostitute, the down and out, the Lord is great. And he's able to draw them out of the depths of sin they're in and save them. The Lord drew David out of the waters. Dangerous when he saved him again and again. Out of the murderer's hand of Saul. Save me again. You know David said that. Save me again. Save me again. The Lord saved David many times. How many of us in this room tonight could go back in our testimony and say, well, I could save. Now I'm talking about you, we could save once. But how many times has the Lord saved us in our life from dangers? Many times. Many, many times the Lord saved us from so many dangers in our lives. He drew him out of the waters of affliction. When the crown was put on his head, he was drawn out of the waters from Nathan pronounced the forgiveness of his sins in 2 Samuel 12:13. God judged David, and the wee boy died. And God sent Nathan and said, your sins are forgiven, and they're gone. I've taken them away. Everything's all right, David. But David did terrible things. Terrible things. A terrible thing to take another man's wife. And even a more terrible thing, not just to take his wife, but to put the husband of that wife out at the forefront of the battle. Knowing he's going to be killed. Knowing what you're doing. That's what he done. He plotted his murder. There's no other way he can look at it or say it. That's exactly what he done. That's what David done. That's the man that God says is a man after his own heart because he repented. He repented. I tell you, God likes people to repent. Amen. Many of us would be in deep waters, but we repented. We turned to the Lord, and David repented. And I tell you, there's a lot in here. I believe it's in the Bible so that we can look at it and see it. And maybe somebody has gone through it. There's hope. There's hope. Even if you've fallen, there's hope. Because David had hope. And the Lord drew him out. Praise God. And he called him great. He drew him out of the waters. Amen. The salvation of God is drawn out of the kingdom of darkness. Let me read you 1 Colossians 1, verse 13. who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That's what God's able to do, to draw us out. Not just to draw us out, but to bring us in. Amen. Bring us in. What about the seal? You're sealed on to the day of redemption with the Holy Ghost. Sealed. You're sealed in, and the devil sealed out. Amen. When God closed the door on Noah, he was sealed in, and the word was sealed out. I tell you, the waters of affliction and persecution may still flow upon us, but out of them all, God can draw us, can't he? He can draw us. Well, all of us have our trials. It's not a bed of ease, but he drew me, for I would certainly have been overflown like the Egyptians. Salvation's at the Lord. It's not where it's from tonight. Salvation's at the Lord. I tell you also, verse 20 says, because he delighted in me. Hardy, he rejoiced. He rejoiced in this. He delighted in because he delighted in me. The Lord delighted in David. Now I'll tell you, have you ever heard James McConnell's testimony when he served the Lord from a young lad? And he tells how the Lord loved him. The Lord loved him. And this is the thing about God's love, you see. You can have a bit of an idea up here that, you know, somebody's going well with God and God loves them. And maybe they're not going as well. Then the Lord doesn't love them just as much. Well, you see, that's wrong. It's still the same. And the Lord loves you tonight. The Lord loves you tonight. And he loves you with the same love he's always loved you with. And he delighted in me. David said, the Lord delighted in me. Even though he'd done wrong, even though he made mistakes, the Lord delighted in him. And he definitely delighted in the Lord, didn't he? He was the Lord's servant. His salvation was not only a matter of power, but of love. God so loved the world. And God is love. Love is not an attribute of God. You can write this down that I said it, because I believe it. Love is not one of God's attributes. People talk about attributes of God. God is actually love. It's not just one of its attributes. He is love. He is love. And he loves you. My, I'll tell you, when the devil told me for years, nobody loves you. And the first time I ever heard an audible voice speak to me, that voice said, I love you and I gave myself for you. The opposite to the devil. And I tell you, the enemy might condemn you. Maybe you think things hasn't gone well and you haven't done this and that. But the Lord loves you. And he delights in you. You say, brother, you sure it's not the Lord delighting in David delighting in the Lord? He did. But the Lord delights in his people as well. The Bible says he does. This is a sweet, sweet note song. Saved, doesn't it? He delighted in me. We often find this out only after we have had our feet established on the rock. On the eternal truth, isn't it? We need the truth. The truth makes us free. This delight does not spring from anything in us by nature, but has a source in the fatherless generosity of Christ's own character. That's where it comes out of. This delight is the Lord in us. It was the Lord in David that changed him. It was the Lord in David that made him repent and turn back to God. And the Lord delighted in him. He delighted in mercy. Herein is love, isn't it? Here's the last thought I have from verse 20 tonight. And you can read this. I haven't a lot of time to do with us what I wanted to do in other scriptures. My time was restricted. And you know, I was listening on this chapter 22 on my phone, and then it went on to 23, and it started reading 23, and I'll be honest with you, I started crying. And you know why I started crying? I was in the bathroom and I was getting ready, and I started crying when it read 23, because it read of the mighty men of David. And David wanted a drink from the well, from a certain place. And them men broke through and got him it. And they could have been killed getting him it. That's how much they thought of him. They broke through to get him the glass of water. And when they gave him it, he wouldn't drink it. He gave it to the Lord. And then it talks about them mighty men. And it talks about one of them that he slew so many men that the sword cleaved till his hand. And I cried. Because I thought of rocking this meeting. The morning he had the big sword that Matthew brought. And he said that he broke his hand, that God would let a sword cleave to his hand. And that morning, he had the sword in his hand. In here. In this room. I tell you, it mightn't mean anything to you, but it certainly meant something to him. And it touched me when I heard 23 the night. On chapter 23, you could preach on it for about a year, I would dare to say. Because you could take every one of them mighty men and the things they done. And in that as well, 23, is the story of the man that jumped into a pit on a snowy day. And he slew two lion-like men. And I remember Rock telling a boy about that. And the boy, when Rock went away, your man says, did you ever hear a story like that in your life? He says, you know that's not in the Bible. That big lad made that all up. But it's in chapter 23, and it's in the Bible. And there's a lot of things in this Bible that you mightn't think's in it. And then there's a lot of things not in it that some think is in it. But I can't find them in it. But there's things I never knew was in it that I'm finding. And there's things I've heard that's not in it. But the truth will make us free, won't it? Isn't the Lord good? He brought me forth into a large place. Verse 20. Some are afraid to be drawn out of many waters of their sins, lest they should be brought into a large place. Are you hearing this tonight? When the Lord brings you out of your sins, it brings you out of where you are. God disturbs the nest because he's something bigger and better for you. Brother Ewell said to me the other week, the Lord's going to promote you, brother. And I said, praise God. It's about time he done it. I need it. I want it. I'm not going to say, don't tell him of that. God wants to bless me. I want it. I'll take the blessing. Why would I tell the Lord I don't want it? Why would I say, Lord, don't bring me into a large place to be free. Bring me straight into it. Amen. God found a man behind the wine press. And he was thrashing. And he never realized how mighty he was. But the angel of the Lord said, thou art a mighty man of valor. Yeah. He didn't realize it, but he was. And I tell you, in this room tonight, there's mighty men and women of God. And you might realize it. And the devil doesn't want you to know it. But when the weakest of the weak, old Nicholson said, when the weakest of the weak bend the knee and pray, something starts to happen. Because God hears and answers prayer. Amen. I'll tell you, he brought us out. God has been brought us out into the kingdom of God, brought us out into a very large place. Now we're brought into the kingdom of God. We talk about the kingdom of God, and we preach about the kingdom of God. But I want to tell you in this room tonight, where the kingdom of God is, there's the power of that kingdom. And Jesus, when he was here on earth, said, the kingdom of God has come amongst you. It's come amongst you. I do miracles today and cures tomorrow. And go tell that old fox. Isn't that what he said? And when John said, are you the one or do we look for another? He said, go tell John the blind see, the deaf hear. Amen. He knew Jesus himself said, if you don't believe me, believe it for the work's sake. And John 14:12 says, the works that I do, shall ye do also. And greater works than these shall ye do, because I go on to the Father. God can bring us into a large place. And I can tell you the night in this meeting, I know we've been having these meetings for some years and you might think nothing's changed. God could give us a hall in the morning if he wants or desires to do it. God can do it. He's done it for others. He can do it. You know, I know it's maybe not important tonight. Revelations 5 and 10, you could read it. And it's made us, our God, kings and priests. we're going to reign with him. You know, Jacko Jr. told me when he was here, he wanted a black boy, Harley Davidson motorbike. Now, I don't know if any of you know what them is or not. I don't know much about them either, but as soon as he mentioned it, and I told our Philip about it, boy, he knew all about it. He's into the bikes. And now, who's ever heard of a black boy Harley Davidson motorbike? They're sought after. Nobody's heard of them in here then. But anyhow, it's some popular bike. If I was to tell you of a ZX R750, maybe you'd know, or a, gee, what's that yoke of yours, you'll GB 600 or 900, Honda. But anyhow, he wanted one of these bikes. And he wanted this bike. And his wife says to him, "Catch yourself on, Jack. What do you need a bike for at your age?" He says, "I just fancy a bike. I want a bike." The boy come to the house for him and he says, "Jack, I've something for you." And it was one of them bikes, brand new, black boy, Harley Davidson bike. And he says, the next day the Lord said to him, "Jack, see that bike? I want you to give it away. Somebody needs it." And Jack Cole said, for the rest of the week, he went about all week saying, "Satan, get behind me." There's no way he was parting with that black boy, Harley Davidson bike, that he'd waited for years to get. And God told him to get rid of it and give it to somebody else. And he said he didn't want to do it. And he said, after some days, he gave in. And he said, "All right, Lord, I'll do it." And he gave it away to somebody else. And how many black boy Harley Davidsons did he end up with? Five of them. Five black boy Harley Davidsons. Now I know I can agree with you tonight. You have no more interest in a black boy Harley Davidson than I haven't either. But there could be someone else you have interest in. There could be someone else you need tonight. And if God can give a man a black boy, Harvey Davidson, and then he tells him to give it away and he does it, and then he multiplies it, God can do it for you as well. Yes. God is able to do it. God can do ever above what you think or even asked. Amen? God is able to do it. And this song of deliverance, David sang it unto the Lord, and it's a wonderful song, and it's our song tonight. God's delivered us. He's lifted us out of the miry clay. He set our feet on the King's highway. Thank God for tonight. Let's come and let's pray tonight. And I don't suppose anybody will be praying for a black boy, Harley Davidson motorbike. But anyhow, you could have someone else you want. Now I know a fella, and I'll tell you what, and it's down a step, but he wanted a pushbike. He was a missionary. He needed a push bike, just a push bike. He went to a foreign country and he had nothing with him and he wanted a push bike. And he arrived at the place where he was meant to be staying and the fella had a bike he was selling. And your man says, "I'm not buying it, but I'll take it." And he says, "No, I'm selling it." And he says, "No, the Lord's told me he's giving it. Don't need to pay for it." And the other boy was adamant that he wasn't giving it away. But God changed that and he ended up giving it to him. And giving him the place as well for he was staying. He gave it all to him. Because the Lord wanted it to happen. I tell you, God can promote you. God promoted David, you know. God promoted him. David ran about for years. Away from Saul, hiding in caves and places. But God promoted him. He promoted him. And he blessed him. And he's a man after God's own heart. Because he repented. And he turned to the Lord. Let's come and pray this evening and praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight. Lord Jesus, for this wonderful song of David. Lord, you have delivered us. You've rescued us. You've lifted us up out of the miry clay. You've set our feet on the King's highway. And you put a new song in our souls today. Even praise us unto our God the King. Father, you know everyone in this room tonight. Lord, maybe somebody doesn't need a bike or anything like that. But maybe there's something else they need. And they're desperate. Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. That you'll meet that need. In Jesus' name. I pray you'll bless your people pressed down and running over the top.
Lord, your servant David said, if old and I was young, and have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Lord, we thank you tonight for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your riches in Christ Jesus. Bless each one in this service tonight. Grant them the strength and the grace they need, and answer their prayers and my prayers. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you as we continue to pray tonight.